It's a few very important nakudas we want to discuss on the Inyan of Sukkah. The first Inyan we'll discuss is an Inyan that we discussed shortly, Bekitza, yesterday. Oh, it's a very, very beautiful bechina, and it's a very important avoida for a person to realize to keep away from certain places on Sukkahs. In other words, we have to realize that the tachlis of Sukkah has to do with the Inyan of Shmiras Einayim. What's the Inyan? The Inyan is, Chazal say, that the ayin is roya, a person's ayin, his eye sees, and the halev, choymed, and then the taiva starts. Every taiva starts from the fact that the eye saw something it shouldn't have seen, and then the lev is choymed, and then the lev has a chemda. All averas are caused by the Inyan of the eye seeing what the eye shouldn't see. And then the rest is, it gets into the lev, and then that's it. Just like in Klippa, just like in Tumah, you have an Inyan of Ayin Roya and Leif Chaymet. Havad in Kedusha, you have an Inyan of Ayin Roya and Leif Chaymet. What's the Inyan of Kedusha of Ayin Roya and Leif Chaymet? So first of all, it's a big Inyan this, but first of all, we said today in the Shir Shel Yom, Beis HaMikdash was beautiful. Yifei Noif, Mesois Kol Haaretz, in today's Shir Shel Yom. Right? Yushalayim, Yifei Noif, Beis HaMikdash, Yifei Noif, Mesois. If you know, if the Beis HaMikdash is beautiful, and the Bein Shalom wants us to see the beauty in Ruchnis, because that's Nitva and the Teva of Bria, that something is beautiful, so a person arouses Ava for it. So we only know that mitzad Ra, mitzad the Klipper, that Yoifi is Ma'orer Taiva. But we only know that mitzad the Yetzahara. Avada, where does that come from? A person comes from Avada, comes from in Kedusha. That a person's got to see the Yoifi of Ruchnis, and when a person sees Yoifi of Ruchnis, so then that's Ma'ira, Ma'idika Taiva. Taiva for what? For the Ruchnias. Person's Ma'ira, Taiva for the Yofi that he sees. So Yerushalayim is Yifei Noif, and Beis HaMikdash is Yifei Noif, Nesois Kol Haaretz. Beauty of the, and therefore Beis HaMikdash is Ma'ira, Ma'idika Taiva in Klal Yisrael, La'ava to Klal Yisrael. So Beis HaMikdash is called Toichoi Rotsu V'Ahava. Toichoi Rotsu V'Ahava. Beis HaMikdash is a Mokum of Toichoi Rotsu V'Ahava. Why was it Toichoi Rotsu V'Ahava? Because the Beis HaMikdash was a Yoifi. So after Yom Kippur, where a person's done tshuva for his averus, and most of all the averus are caused by the bechina of ayin roya, that the ayin is roya, and the lev is choymet. So after that, we start with a whole new re'iyah. We're not going to look at the beauty of gashmius anymore, because that only brings an ava for gashmius. Beauty brings an ava. So we're only going to look, and we're only going to look into the ava of ruchnius. And we look into the Av of Ruchnis, the Memela, Ein Roya, Leif Choymet. Then it'll be Ma'ira, Ma'oridika Chuka, Ma'oridika yearning for Ruchnis, for Avas Hashem, for Av Ruchni. That's what we're looking for. Memela, that's the Sod. Now after Yom Kippur, we come to Chag HaSukkos. We're looking at the Esrug. We have a Chiv to look for a beautiful Esrug. There's a mitzvah of Hodor. Hodor is going to look for the most beautiful Esrug. Why do you have to look for a beautiful Esrug? Why are we looking for something beautiful? Because that's where the Ayin has to be. The ayin, after Yom Kippur, we've done tshuva for all the ayins and for all the avos that we were ma'orer from seeing beautiful things with our eyes. We're cutting off from those, and now we're going to start seeing another world of beautiful things, and that's the world of ruchnis. And therefore, Bein Shalom says, "Lakachtu lechem pri eitz hodor." You got to look at the beauty of Torah mitzvahs. You got to find beautiful things. You got to be makashet, kishutim in the sukkah. It's called kishutim. What does kishutim mean? Kishutim is what a woman uses, right? To beautify herself. That's called kishutim. Lakashet as a kala. Well, what do we do that? We use that with the sukkah. The sukkah, we make kishutim in the sukkah. In other words, because we said, the sukkah is the lashon of soicha. Soicha means to gaze, to look at. Whole inyan of sukkah in Hebrew is the lashon of to gaze. Soicha beruach hakodesh. They used to look into the bechinas ruach hakodesh and sukkahs. Sukkahs was a zman of ruach hakodesh. In other words, they used to see the kedusha. They used to see the kedusha. They saw the sukkah. They saw the schach. They were seeing something which is beyond the beauty of olam hazeh. And that was ma'orer ma'odika av. That's the whole simcha. The whole simcha of sukkahs is by the chiv of a mitzvah. So that's the sod of the beautifying the ruchnius, and then the more beautiful ruchnius is to a person, the more taiva he has for that ruchnius. People look at ruchnius plain. and they look at beautiful things otherwise. The person's got to look at the ruchnius, and that's what this whole idea of looking for a beautiful esrog and making your sukkah beautiful is only a symbol for all ruchnius in general. That if a person would only look with proper eyes, he would see how beautiful ruchnius is, and he'd see all the way around, he'd see how disgusting everything else is. That's the sod of Chag HaSukkos. So Meida, therefore, that's why the Masechta Sukkah begins with the first Gemara. Masechta Sukkah is that a sukkah which is lamala miyaser mamas psula. Why? Lefi shalei shalta be'ena, because you can't see the schach. You have to be able to see the schach. The sod of being able to see the schach is the inin. The schach is the soicha. That's the ruach hakodesh. If you can't see the schach, in other words, if your ear, if you see other things, if you don't gaze at the right things, so then that goes against the whole inyan of sukkah. That's the sukkah. That's the first sukkah psula that's discussed in the Mishnah. If your eyes don't see the schach, which is the bechin of soicha beruach hakodesh, seeing the beauty, seeing the inner ear, is then a person is then the sukkah is possible. Then you're going against the whole inyan, the whole sod of sukkah. So we discussed yesterday. That's the whole inyan. Why there's so many halachas, imaginary walls in mitzvah sukkah. Because imaginary are walls that you can't see, but with Ruach HaKodesh you can see those walls. In other words, if you're looking at the schach, if you're looking with an inner ear, so then you can see things that you can't see. You can see things that you can't see. We mustn't train our eyes just to pick up external beauty, to pick up external things, to pick up things which on the outside look nice. But lemaisa, when you taste them, when you try them, they're disgusting, they're ugly. A person's got to train himself to see through things, to see things that with a physical eye you don't see, and then you're going into another whole ra'iyah. And then the yetzer tov is going, and then the person has an unbelievable ahava for these things. Where's the makor of all this? Because we ask in davening, ahava rabba aftonu. And we ask, we're asking for the Rebbeinu Shalom should enlighten our eyes. Why? Because we said the ayin is roya, v'halev is choymed. So v'hoyer einenu b'sarasecha, we see the right things in our eyes, then medabek lebeinu, then our heart automatically, whatever the eye sees, the heart gets awakened and aroused. So therefore v'hoyer einenu b'sarasecha, k'day that the medabek lebeinu, in order that the lev should be choymed for b'mitzvah secha. But for that you can't see physical, you don't look at physical beauty for that. So therefore what we do is, straight after that we say Shema Yisrael, we cover our eyes. We're not looking at all that anymore. We're looking at something completely different. When that's gone, then when you say Shema and you're not looking at the physical world around you, then you can see spiritual things with your eyes. Then you can pick up on much greater, much more spiritual things. And then straight after that we say, what do we love now? V'ahavtes Hashem lekecha b'chol levavcha, v'ruch hazal da'ashem b'chol levavcha, v'shnei yitzrecha b'yetze toiv. In other words, the person who looks at the right things, Havadi's got an Ava. And Havadi's got a Yetzahara. But his Yetzahara is Nishapach, his Yetzahara only yearns for it's only Choymet for Mitzvahs and Mas and Toivim. That's Pshat. You have to love Hashem, B'chol Levavcha, even with the Yetzahara. If the person says Shema, when you say Shema, you makabel upon yourself, when your eyes are closed and your hand is covering, you makabel upon yourself not to look at physical things, beauty, and not to look at the Yoifi, the Hodor of Olam Hazeh, which is Treif. You're looking at the hodor of an esrog. You're looking at the kishutim on a sukkah. That's what we should be raising our eyes, and that's all a symbol of the beauty of ruchnius. When tzaddikim, when they look at an ois of aleph base, it's shining to them. It's radiating to them. It's only not radiating to somebody whose eyes are nizan from other things, but a person whose eyes are nizan from kedusha. So then they see oisius of Torah. Ah, they're beautiful. They can see an esrog, they can see a lulav, they see a chevet shel mitzvah. He looks so beautiful, there's nothing that can be as beautiful for them. So first you have to daven to Hashem, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shalom, help me keep my eyes pure, keep my eyes kodesh, keep my eyes holy. Let my eyes only see the holy letters of the aleph base. And then v'davik lebein v'mitzvah secha, and then automatically my heart will desire, my yetzahara will be v'mitzvah secha. And then practice it. After you daven for it, practice it. Taka, close your eyes. Taka, close your eyes. Make your eyes dark from Olam Hazeh, and that will open your eyes to V'hoi Neinim Sarasecha. And then you'll see that you'll have a V'ahavta for Es Hashem Lekecha B'chol Levavcha. Even your Yetzahara will be Choymed. Even your Yetzahara will be Choymed, as the Heiliger of Tzaddik says. The Tzaddik says that there's two Yetzaharas, the Yetzahara of Gaiva and Kaas and the Yetzahara of Taiva. Yetzahara of Gaiva and Taas, it's terrible. That's going to be eradicated when Amalek gets destroyed. But the Yetzahara of Taiva is a good thing. If a person uses the Taiva, his heart, he rouses his heart for Ruchnius.
It's also taiva. It also comes from taiva. Taiva is a very good thing. When the taiva is in isvara, when you mevara the taiva and use it well, so taiva is a gewaltige zach. It's a famous Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says, Anshiknes Agdoila destroyed the Yitzahara for Avodah Zorah. They destroyed the Yitzahara for Avodah Zorah. Right? And then they thought, oh, if we're successful, the whole story there, they saw a lion coming out of the Kodesh Kodashim, roaring, a whole meister. After they destroyed the Yitzhahara for Avodah Zarah, and that was Yitzhahara for Avodah Zarah was so bad that people couldn't overcome the Yitzhahara for Avodah Zarah. They said, okay, let's destroy the Avodah Zarah for Arroyas, for adultery. So then they davened and they destroyed Avodah Zarah for Arroyas. And then they saw 2 days later the chicken wasn't laying an egg, and no animals were having, there was no male was arisen to its female counterpart, and the world can't survive. But a person's got to use, taiva is very important for the kim of the oilam. But a person's got to use it, the taiva's got to use it for kedusha. So, and that's why Rabbi says, "I said, love, have other will be taiva, have a murdika taiva, terrible, overwhelming taiva for the Rabban Shalom, a taiva for mitzvahs, hishtokikus, and a taiva for Torah mitzvahs." That's what mitzvah sukkah teaches us. Mitzvah sukkah is the mitzvah where we travel upon ourselves, number one, not to go anywhere where there's problems with shmiras and naim, avadanot, to mamish to clean our eyes. Right, take a cab, don't go to Tachna Mekazit. And then beyond that, even not on a sumira. Even Pachas V'Shalom Avada, you're beyond that. But even in Asay Tov, to stare at the Schach, to stare at the Arba Minim, to stare at the Esrich. That's why it says in the Svarim that Moshadevan's Arba Minim in front of them the whole day. To look at the Arba Minim. What are you looking at when you look at Arba Minim? You're seeing the beauty of Torah Mitzvahs. Seeing the beauty of Torah Mitzvahs. Seeing the beauty of Torah Mitzvahs, then we get a Moedik Ahava. We go into the Bis HaMikdash. That's why Sukkot is so closely connected to the Bis HaMikdash. Shasmachtim lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim. Because the whole Yom Tov of Sukkot is to see the beauty in Yiddishkeit. So the Bis HaMikdash was the beauty of Yiddishkeit. Yifei noif mesoyis kol haaretz. So therefore, in the Bis HaMikdash, we had to go lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim. So that's the sod of Tzilasa Merubah Mechamasa. What's the sod of Tzilasa Merubah Mechamasa? Shemesh corresponds to Taiva. Shemesh corresponds to Taiva. It says in Pirkei Avos, when do you say Pirkei Avos? When the sun starts shining. Right? When the sun starts shining, that's why we say Pirkei Avos. Why? Because the sun, the summer, brings Taivas, brings the Yitzhahara. Shemesh corresponds to Taiva. We need Taiva, but we need to be Goiva, we need to be Moishel on the Taiva. In other words, we need to be in charge of the taiva to know when to use it and when not to use it. But we want taiva, we need taiva, we just said that. The beauty of the esrog is ma'ira the taiva, beautiful things are ma'ira taiva. So meida, therefore, that's why there's halach in sukkah that the tzilosa is meruba mechamosa. A sukkah has to be a sukkah where the tzeil is more than the shemesh. Why? Because that's the whole sod. Tzeil is Hashem tzilcha, tzeil is ruchnias, Hashem tzilcha. When the tzilosa is more than the chamosa, when the tzeil is more, so that means that the ruchnis is shoylet on the taiva, which means that then v'avtas Hashem lekecha b'chol avavcha, you're using the shemesh, but the tzilosa is meruba mechamosa. Those are the two halachas in the beginning of sukkah. The ma'ala me'esra ma'ala is you're not seeing the ruchnis. Then your eye only sees gashmis, and then you have taivas for gashmis. However, if you see the helig eschach, soicha beruch hakodesh, if you see the helig eschach, it's not the ma'ala me'esra ma'ala, then it's sholta be'ena. Then it's the beginning of Sholta Be'ina, and your ayin is Sholet. That's the halacha. And then the other halacha in the Mishnah is that it's got to be Tzilasa Merubah Mechamasa. Because you mustn't have too much taiva. You've got to have Be'ika Kedusha, Be'ika Tzeil, Be'ika Ruchnis. And then you can bring in the taiva in order to help, in order to stimulate the Ruchnis, that the Ruchnis should be on a Gewaltiga level. So that's the whole piece. We'll repeat it in Mitzvah. That's a gewaltige sod. So therefore the whole mitzvah of sukkah is, remember, stare at the Arba Minim, stare at the Schach. When you open a sefer, don't just look at the reading. That's some people, you know, beginning of Shana Aleph, they say, we're listening to Shir, you know, but they're not following the place. And no, look at those oisius of Aleph Beis. That's the ick of going to Shir, is to follow the letters of the Aleph Beis. To see the Heilige letters of the Aleph Beis. To see the Heilige letters. To see a Beis HaMedrash. To see what's the whole inyan of Pierre Rizal when they say Hagbon and Sefer Torah, you should go and try and see the letters. What's the inyan of seeing the letters? You don't know the Pasuk. You should see letters. Seeing oisius, you should use your eyes for seeing Kedusha. And then your eyes Then your eyes see a whole different, whole different type of thing stimulates and arouses your eyes, which arouses the heart. And that's why Sukkot is the zman of chavivus, to be mechavev the mitzvahs. Sukkot is the zman of ava, it's the zman of chavivus, the zman simchaseinu. That's the whole inyan of Sukkot, because Sukkot is where our eyes have only seen the beauty of Yiddishkeit. They haven't seen other beauties. They've got rid of other beauties on Yom Kippur. Got rid of other beauties. That's why Esav has to look an ugly sight in Yom Kippur. We throw the animal off, and the Mishnah says, till it's torn in shreds. That's Esav. That's all the taivas and all the averas and everything we've done. That looks a horrible sight. But the Beis Hamikdash, the Yafei Noif, Mesoyis Kol Haaretz, that's a beautiful sight. And that's what Mekabel upon ourselves in Yom Kippur, Taka, to be Lushan, look at the Sukkah, which is Lushan Soicha, Soicha to gaze, to look at the Ruach HaKodesh, and to be only to be Histaklus at Tzadikim, Histaklus at Tzadikim, Histaklus at Svarim, Histaklus at Mitzvahs, Histaklus at the Abraminim. Mamish, it's an Inyan for you, it's a Mordika Inyan, you'll see that it's Mamish Mashpi on you. If you stand there after davening, go into your own private Sukkah, and you hold your Abraminim, and you look at the Abraminim, and tears will swell down your eyes. Hi, the beautiful Lulun Esther, the beautiful Heilige, Heilige Arbaminim. And you know, in Simchas Torah, when you're reading, it's a big Inyan. If you can lean over the Zos HaBracha, always try to look at, when you're reading the Torah over and over again, try to look at the Oisius. That's the Ikka. Ikka is to see. The Ikka coming out of Sukkot is to see the Stakless, the Nana Kovod. Wherever they looked, they could see only Kedusha, only the Nana Kovod, only to look at Kedusha. So don't hang around in Sukkot. Stay in the Sukkah. Look at the walls, look at the Arbaminim, look at the Heilige Oisius of Torah, and let your eyes gaze into Kedusha. Make one long Shema Yisrael. You're giving a get creases to looking at all other things, and then you'll see that your eyes will only see the Kedusha of Ahavtas Hashem Lekecha B'chol Levavcha, and then the Ayin Roye V'Lev Choymed and Kedusha, and then we'll be Zoichem Etz Hashem Taka to be Nizen. You don't realize that when Mr. Mikdash will come, what's the big deal of watching the Avodah? That's all that we did in Yom Kippur. We watched the Avodah. What's the whole big deal? And Mitzvah Hashem, when there'll be a Beis Hamikdash, and we'll watch the Avodah, we'll see exactly what impact it has on us. Emes Manedach, to see the Kohen Gadol, but say some Mikodesh HaKadoshim, to see him, yeah, to see him. That's why the end of Sukkah, it says in Perek HaCholel, what does it say? The end of the Sukkah, it says, Kol Shalei Ra this, Kol Shalei Ra Beis HaKnesses, Kol Shalei Ra this, Kol Shalei Ra this, Lei Ra B'yomav, Kol Shalei Ra, Kol Shalei Ra, oh. Who? Oh, very good. Oh. I don't know, it's a mitzvah to eat. So what's all this Kol Shalei Ra's for? Because you know why? What comes out? What comes together with all those Gemaras of Kol Shalei Ra's and Perek HaCholel? All the Gemaras about the Yetzahara. Yetzahara, Yetzah Leif Ha'odam Ramin, Urov, all the Gemaras about the Yetzahara. What's the connection? The connection is, you know why there's a Yetzahara? Because Kol Mi Shalei Ra's, Beis HaMikdash. Kol Mi Shalei Ra, because we didn't see the Beis HaMikdash, because our Einayim haven't seen this, that's why there's a Yetzahara. If our Einayim would have seen the Beis HaMikdash B'Sefaratah, if our Einayim would have seen all this, then we wouldn't have that whole daf of Agadata about Yetzahara, Nikra Ra, Sheva Shema's Yetzahara, then we'd be Mahabach the Yetzahara L'Toif. And that's the Bechina of the Shechita, which is Taka also Gemara and Sukkah. The Shechita, the Meshachin the Yetzahara, which means to be Mesakin the Yetzahara, Mahabach the Yetzahara L'Toif, that's the Bechina of Shechita. Kona and the Rea, the two Simonim, the Smahapach Latoyis. So that's Mamish what Perek HaCholel is all about. Kol Mishalei Ra, Simchas V'Sheiva. Mamish HaMishnah, Kol Mishalei Ra. What are you? Kol Mishalei Ra. If only we would have seen, we would never had a problem with the Yetzahara. And that's Avodah Yom Kippur. So many people ask me every year, so Beis HaMikdash will be, what will happen? I'll say, we stand in the Beis HaMikdash and we daven all day long in Kippur. What's going to happen when there's a Beis HaMikdash? It's all going to happen. We don't have to say it anymore. So the answer is, Avodah, you have to say. Just look at it. Well, you don't have to say. No, look. We're only saying because we're living in Golos, we have to say it and work up our emotions. But to see it, Emes Maneda to see such a thing. Kol Mi Sheyesro Beis HaMikdash B'Sefato. Won't need a daf of Gemara about the Yetzahara anymore. That's the beginning of Sukkah and that's the end of Sukkah. Beginning of Sukkah is make sure the Schach, the Heilig is Ruach HaKodesh, the Schach which is Soich Ruach HaKodesh, make sure it's Shalta Ba'eino. Because if then you Shalta Ba'eino and then you see the Kedusha B'Sefato, then Yeshoyle, then the Tzelos is Meruba B'Chamosa. Chamo is the Yetzahara, then the Tzel, Hashem Tzulcha, the Ruchnis is Shoylet on the Taiva of the Chamosa, and then it's a Bechin of Tzelos and Ruma Chamosa, like the Heilig Reb Tzadik says, that the Taiva, there will be Taiva Lossed Lovoy, but the Taiva will be used for a Raisa the Kamaraschabe, the Gemara says, the beginning of Tanis. Right, we learned it in Tanis, the Raisa the Kamaraschabe, in Babli, there was such a big time in the Chomam, that they were so excited that they were angry people, because they were so, their love of learning, they were just out of control, out of the Chavivus HaTorah. So that's the Bechinah That's the beginning of Mesechta Sukkah. That's what we have to learn. We have to learn from Mesechta Sukkah. No, Anigan. Vesamachta. Spends time in the Sukkah, and then Sukkah is Zman, which is a Mesugal Pasha to when you see the Goyisha world and you see what's going on out there. It's mamish. I once spent it last year pinged on Sukkahs. I had it was a Sunday summer, so I had to walk to the La Roma hotel mamish a Shabbos morning. It was a long walk and an ugly walk, and I never in my life felt what it means to walk down Yaffa and George and all those things. Tafka on Sukkahs didn't chap until now. I was just thinking about that now as we were singing, that didn't chap. Why Tafka on Sukkahs did everything seem so disgusting and ugly over there? It is because by Sukkahs you're so used to seeing the beauty, the Hodor, Eitz Pri Hodor. If you look at Eitz Pri Hodor, so how can you look at what's going on over there? So the Dafka and Sukkahs, the test to see to what degree is, then if a person is for some reason there's an oinus, has to go there to see how much it disturbs him. The person has to try to bring himself to the Kedusha, where Pasha, there are certain things where he might have looked at it and it didn't disturb him so much, and now after Sukkahs he has a terrible, you know, you can't look at such a thing. And if you can't look at such a thing, Taka, don't look at it. That's the mitzvah of Shema Yisrael. Cover your eyes. The Bechina of the Baruch Shalom says, write a get creases to all things you shouldn't see. And then you're going to see it. And then you're only going to feel, even with a re'iyah, as Ezer Chochma Royas Anoila. The re'iyah can be very deep. A re'iyah can be a re'iyah, but it's a re'iyah which is very, very ruchni. Very, very ruchni. You can see this, we said before, that the walls, Sukkah is full of walls that you can't see. That's the vort. If you have Heliga eyes, you see those walls. Roy and Keilu, so you can see them. You have a ruchni stick of eyes, you see, you definitely see, you see what you have to see. That's the gewaltige gezach.
Say about Chaim or Fisherov, if you're walking on circuit, would walk around. Say, what are you walking around? I can't walk there. There's love it over there. I can't walk there. There's more.
They saw it.
Yeah, I can't walk there.
Come bang into a love it. I hurt my head. As we shut the Torah was so alive to them. That's right. Somebody saw him with a cut, no? And right. Said, what happened? He said he banged into a doifen. He thought he'd be able to walk through the Tzuras of Pesach and he banged into it.